Well, hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Minister Mike Show podcast. Man, you know, I am so glad to be with you again here today. I'm trying to tell you, man, I just thank my Lord every morning I wake up. That's how I start my prayers out. You know, the Bible even speaks about that. When we pray, we should start our prayers off with thanking the Lord. Amen. And we got Thanksgiving coming up. So I want to ask you to do something. People all the time ask us, think about what you have to be thankful for. And each of us, there is so much, even regardless of how bad things are going now, we still have a lot to be thankful for. But I want you to do this right now. I want you to think about someone that you can thank for something that they did for you. Think about it. It could be a family member. It could be a friend, a neighbor, a coworker. I know someone has done something for you, whether it was yesterday or last year. Someone has done something for you that you never said thank you for. Think about that. Think about who that is and call them up. Go see them. Do something to let them know and tell them you just want to say thank you. And remember, think about what it is they did, because you want to be able to tell them why you're thanking them. This is Minister Mike, man. We got a great show for you today, so stick around. Before we talk news, sports, music, or anything going on in the world, I want to remind you of a truth that stands above headlines and beyond circumstances. The Word of God says, His mercies are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. Huh? That means that no matter what happened last week, the mistakes, the disappointments, the delays, the frustrations, today you woke up with new mercy, new grace, new strength, and new power, yo. And I know we are living in a world that feels noisy, divided, heavy, and sometimes just plain tiring. But hear me, God's word still cuts through chaos. God's truth still stands when everything else is shaking. So this morning, I want to encourage you to open your eyes, not just physically, but spiritually. Wake up your faith. Wake up your joy. Wake up your expectations, because God is still moving. God is still healing. God is still providing. And God is still opening doors that no man can shut. And while you're rising this morning, rise with purpose. Rise with gratitude. Rise knowing that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Rise knowing that you are loved, chosen, protected, and equipped. Let's start this day with hope. Let's start it with truth. Let's start it with strength. And let's start it with the confidence that if God is for you, man, come on now. Who can be against you? Nothing, nobody. And nobody can stand against you. So wake up, rise up, praise up. God has something special just for you. And we're about to walk through it together, starting right now. Next, news with Karen Massey. What up, Kate?
Hello, I'm Karen Massey, keeping you up to date with all the latest news. The House and Senate acted quickly to send a bill to President Trump regarding the release of files associated with the government's investigation of late financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The vote in the House was 427-1. The only no vote came from Trump loyalist Republican Congressman Clay Higgins of Louisiana. He said he was opposed to the measure because it was poorly written and was contrary to long-standing criminal justice procedures in America. However, Epstein survivors were in the House gallery and cheered when the measure passed and was sent to the Senate. Haley Robeson, who has spoken out as an Epstein survivor, is angry that it's taken so long to get to this point in the Epstein saga. She told CNN's Pamela Brown, "The public has heard a lot about it, but there's still a lot more to come, and more high-powered people were part of it."
I think we're talking about diabolical sexual abuse, manipulation, coercive control. You are going to see the most prolific predator move and work in ways to build an empire on destroying the innocence of children. My shock value is non-existent. I'm so sorry, because I find this whole entirety to be appalling and just comical at this point that we've had to struggle for this long. So my shock value is not really present. I was never trafficked. I was sexually abused for 2 years by Jeffrey. So I wouldn't know names that are specifically
like
on the list.
That he
but
was,
absolutely,
right.
I think we will find that there are Hollywood actors and actresses and politicians. I think you're going to find a world collected of billionaires, people with wealth, status, people with resources. And I think you're going to find a lot of that. To me, it won't be shocking.
In the Senate, the measure passed by unanimous consent, and it was sent to President Trump, who, after months of fighting against the release of more Epstein files, made an about-face and promised to sign the bill. At the time of this recording, we were still waiting on the president's signature. A recent release of some Epstein files revealed that former Harvard president and Treasury Secretary Larry Summers had a warm relationship with Epstein prior to Epstein's conviction on prostitution-related charges in Florida. In emails that were released, Summers, who was married, wrote to Epstein asking for romantic advice about dealing with a woman who he was mentoring. Last week, Summers told his students he was stepping back from his position as a faculty member at Harvard.
Some of you will have seen my statement of regret, expressing my shame with respect to what I did in communication with Mr. Epstein.
Files have revealed that Summers flew on Epstein's aircraft 4 times and was a Harvard official when the school received millions of dollars in gifts from Epstein. Continuing in the legal arena, a stunning revelation in the Trump administration's case against former FBI Director James Comey. Lawyers for Comey asked for the case to be dismissed, claiming the government was being vindictive. Under questioning, the Department of Justice admitted to the judge that the full grand jury never reviewed the final indictment. The judge issued a scathing rebuke, saying prosecutors seem to be working on an indict-first, investigate-later approach in the case. Comey's lawyers say he was charged because he has criticized President Trump since being fired by the president in 2017 while handling an investigation into Russia's role in Trump's 2016 campaign. In a separate motion, Comey's defense team is questioning whether Department of Justice lawyer Lindsay Halligan is legally allowed to prosecute the case. They point to her inexperience and the fact that she was appointed as an interim U.S. attorney and was never confirmed by the Senate after 120 days. And finally today, the estate of NFL star O.J. Simpson has agreed to accept a $58 million claim from Fred Goldman, the father of Ron Goldman. The money is from a civil case the Goldmans won after Simpson was acquitted of killing his wife Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman. Some analysts say Goldman may get a fraction of the money, but longtime defense attorney Mark Garagos told News Nation he doubts if there will be a payout.
The IRS is going to take their share
And they're going to be first in line. And after they take their share with penalties and interest, there's going to be absolutely nothing left. So it's unfortunate because the Goldmans did get a verdict. I remember that case well. Dan Petrocelli was the one who tried it. That kind of vaulted Dan into his career with that verdict. But it's not collectible in the least.
The original settlement in the civil trial against Simpson was $117 million, but the NFL star paid very little before he died last year from cancer. And that's it for today. I'm Karen Massey, keeping you up to date on all the latest news. And now, let's go back to the man that we all know as Minister Mike.
Thank you again, Karen. And as usual, always professional, always pertinent. That's news with Karen Massey.
Young people ask questions. They ask the wrong questions. What career pays the most money? Bad question. The question should be, what am I born to do that will fulfill me? Because in your purpose is your prosperity. Find your passion, you'll find your prosperity. And the key to life is pursuing God's purpose. Three things God says. Many are the plans in your heart. It is my purpose, his will prevail. Three things. One, purpose to God is more important than plans. Two, purpose is more powerful than plans. And three, purpose preceded plans. That means before you was born to even make plans, God already had a purpose for your life. And you will never be fulfilled and happy until you're doing what God gave you birth to do.
Up next, Think About It with Miss Anita.
Minister Mike, with everything that's going on in the government, and yay, Virginia, we won. We have a female governor who actually speaks to people, who actually comes into all the little areas, smaller areas, and talks to everybody. And I believe she's going to do just fine. But with everything going on, I couldn't think of anything to say that hasn't already been said through the media. So I just wanted to share some of my own thoughts, if that's okay. Minister Mike, if I had to put a title to this next commentary, it would be Slow Down Before God Has To. You see, when I was a young woman, I was on every committee you could imagine, and chairing a few of them too. Folks kept telling me, you need to slow down. And the older ones would say, baby, don't make the Lord have to slow you down. But I didn't listen. I just kept moving. Early mornings, late nights, always trying to make things happen, thinking the Lord needed me to keep everything running. Then one day, my body said, enough. I crashed, and I found myself in a hospital bed for 7 days. Needles, IVs, medicine I'd never touched before. Me, a vegetarian since 1975, who didn't even take an aspirin. And as I laid there, the Lord started talking. I realized it had been years since I heard the birds sing. I couldn't remember the last time I'd stopped to smell the roses. After the children all left home, I never experienced that empty nest syndrome. That just gave me time to get on more committees and do more activism. Therefore, I never mentally experienced that empty nest syndrome. I just kept working. Well, during that time of forced stillness, God began to restore me, not just my body, but my soul. I could almost hear him saying, daughter, the only way I could restore your soul was to make you lie down in green pastures. I had to put you in a broken place to heal your body. You don't have to race with time. I created time. You are made in my image, and I've given you the gifts to create. But you can't create when you're running on empty. Be still. Hear my voice. The treasures you seek are already on the path I designed for you. And that's when I understood. God didn't need me to do everything. He just needed me to obey, to move at his pace, not mine. So today, I just want to say to whoever's listening, take time for you. Listen to the birds again. Smell the roses again. And when you get back on your mark, go ahead and run. But remember, This race isn't given to the swift, but to the one who follows his voice, because God is already standing at the finish line. I'm Miss Anita, and this has just been a little something for you to think about.
Thank you again, Miss Anita. Man, come on, you're always bringing it, and you always giving us something to think about. That's my sister. I'm telling you, you better, you know, ask somebody.
Ask a question since we're here. I just want to know, how many Latinos in the crowd tonight? Now, notice I asked Latinos. I wasn't very specific. Because if you call a Latino the wrong one, there's an issue. You call a Mexican, a Salvadorian, we get mad. You call a Puerto Rican, a Dominican, they get mad. You call a Cuban, anything but a Cuban, you're going to get stabbed. So for everyone here and everyone at home, I have found a way to figure out who's who. It's very easy. All you have to do is listen to the way the person is speaking Spanish. You don't have to understand a single word, just listen to the flow. That'll let you know. For example, Mexicans, when we speak Spanish, we sound high. Seriously, you ask us a question, we drag it out. Hey, bro, how's it going?
Pues aquí nomás, hombre. Pues tú sabes, güey.
You know, Cubans, I found out Cubans, you guys speak Spanish like everything means something. It's very serious. You ask a Cuban a question, bro, where you going?
Al baño, coño, carajo. Why you want to know?
Just asking, dude. It's like, why is he yelling? I don't know. And I found out Puerto Ricans, you guys speak Spanish like there's a time limit. Ask a question. Hey, bro, what's up? Mira, bro, el otro día estaba con Hitch, me estaba platicando que Chacha Benito, yo no sé lo que estaba pasando aquí, no más por allá. Dame más gasolina. Just fast. Even Mexicans were like, hey, write that down. Quick.
Up next, Pastor Rod J. with 5 minutes of empowerment. Check it out.
Family, what's going on? 5 minutes of empowerment. Pastor Rod J. We'll go ahead and get started. Again, I'm Pastor Rod J. and I appreciate your virtual presence. Let's go. Let's get into what we're going to talk about today. Interesting that every day, first of all, let me share with you that I'm in the gym. More so 5 days out of the week. I go to the gym and every day there's a particular area that I work on. So of course, Monday I work on chest, Tuesday, which is the day is back, Wednesday legs, Thursday arms, and Friday shoulders. And of course I take 2 days to rest. There was a particular person that I met and he was encouraging me that if I wanted to increase, for instance, my bench, that I needed to do 5 sets of 5 and increase it by 10. I was doing well. But then I have since hit a wall and I became discouraged because for me, it seemed like every week I was doing well. I was increasing, texting my friends, letting them know about all of the accomplishments that I was experiencing. But I have since hit a wall this past week and had an opportunity to talk with the individual who showed me or shared with me what I should do. And I shared with him, I was discouraged because I had hit the wall. And he said, no, do not allow that to mess with your mind. He said to me, just continue. Once you get used to lifting that weight for the amount of times that I have to lift it, then move forward. But take a step back and look at how much you've accomplished. Don't allow that to mess with your mind. Keep going. It was then that it just hit me, this idea, concept of encouraging spaces or encouragement spaces where even though you're not where you want to be, you still have those moments and spaces where you ought to encourage yourself and say, I'm so glad that I've made it this far. Even though it's not the weight, it's not the destination, it's not the point, it's not the person, it's not the place. Even though that may not be it, look how far I've come. And I think that it's good for us to encourage ourselves, to find those spaces and find those moments for us to just reflect, to look yourself in the mirror and encourage yourself to take a moment and think about what you have accomplished just this past week or just this past month. As a matter of fact, this is month 11. So what have you done from month 1 to month 11, from January now to November? I'm sure there's a lot that you've accomplished. And so it's good, family, to take some time to look back, to reflect, to take those opportunities to say, I did well. I stayed encouraged. I was disciplined. I was dedicated. I was focused. I was in tune. I fell down, but I got back up. I fell down again, but I got back up. Please, there are multiple moments and spaces and opportunities for encouragement. So, matter of fact, this is a good time now, a good place, a good space now for you to do just that, to encourage yourself. Even though I'm not there, look how far I've come. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm personally looking forward to me meeting my goal and my destination when it comes to what I'm trying to lift. I say that for you too. I'm looking forward to your goal and your destination, but why not celebrate along the way? Why not encourage yourself along the way? There are multiple spaces and moments for you to do just that. So from now on, if you haven't done it, I challenge you to encourage yourself along the way. Every moment, encourage yourself. Take the time to say, I'm grateful for these experiences. Even for instance, tonight I have some meetings. Every agenda item that we complete, celebrate. But whatever you do, do not discourage yourself. Do not be the enemy of your progress. More than anything, what we need, what you need, what your soul needs is encouragement. So take these moments and these spaces to encourage yourself. I'm Pastor Rajay. I love each and every one of you, the life and the death. You all have an amazing week. I love y'all. You all take care. Listen, if you don't have a place to worship, what you waiting on? Love you to come connect with Anderson Chapel. Again, Pastor Rajay. Love each and every one of you, the life and the death. Peace.
This is Minister Mike with a question for you. Are you registered to vote? Please register. People sacrifice so you would have the privilege to vote. As we go into the last segment of the show, I want to leave you with something hopeful. The world isn't just full of problems. We're also seeing real progress. Just this week, the EU committed to putting climate education into schools, a major step in preparing future generations to protect our planet. And from a global energy standpoint, renewables have just overtaken coal as the world's largest source of electricity. That means more clean power, more innovation, and more reasons to stay hopeful. No matter where you are, God is still at work. Amen. And His grace is still making a difference. Let's carry that hope into the rest of our day. There it is. You know what time that is. It's the worst time of the show. Man, I have truly enjoyed you again today. And, you know, today was kind of a shortened version. You know, we got Thanksgiving coming up. By the time you hear this, I hope that you're at your destination wherever you plan to be. But if you're not, drive safe, fly safe, be safe. And have a happy Thanksgiving. In the immortal words of my little brother, David Cleveland, this is Minister Mike saying, not only happy Thanksgiving, but we got you. We got you, man. See ya. Happy Thanksgiving.